5. Reason. Reason is one of the central concepts in the philosophy of Ayn Rand. The whole of objectivism amounts to the injunction, follow reason. But this formulation by itself offers little guidance because reason is a complex higher-level concept. To grasp its meaning and implications, one must first grasp its hierarchical roots. These are what we have been studying at length. Reason, in Ayn Rand's definition, is the faculty that identifies and integrates the material provided by man's senses. Or, as we may now expand it, reason is the faculty that enables man to discover the nature of existence by virtue of its power to condense sensory information in accordance with the requirements of an objective mode of cognition. Or, reason is the faculty that organizes perceptual units in conceptual terms by following the principles of logic. This formulation highlights the three elements essential to the faculty: its data, precepts; its form, concepts; its method, logic. Is reason, so defined, a valid means of cognition? Does it bring man knowledge of reality? The question reduces to, are the senses valid? Are concepts valid? Is logic valid? To these questions, the answer has already been given. Reason is the faculty which begins with facts, sensory data, which organizes these data in accordance with facts, the mathematical relationships among concretes, and which is guided at each step by rules that rest on the fundamental fact, the law of identity. The rules require that each cognition be reduced back to the facts one started with. In regard to reason's every element and aspect, from matter to form to method and from start to finish, one conclusion is inescapable. Reason is the existence-oriented faculty. Why should I accept reason means, why should I accept reality? The answer is that existence exists, and only existence exists. Man's choice is either to accept reason or to consign his consciousness and life to a void. One cannot seek a proof that reason is reliable, because reason is the faculty of proof. One must accept and use reason in any attempt to prove anything. But using reason, one can identify its relationship to the facts of reality and thereby validate the faculty. The past four chapters are the gist of the objectivist validation. To complete the case, we must now answer two further questions. Is reason man's only means of knowledge, or is there an alternative or supplement to it, such as emotion? And what is implied by knowledge in this context? Does reason, even if it is man's sole means of cognition, lead us merely to tentative insights and ephemeral hypotheses? Or does reason lead man to certainty? In pursuing these questions, we will be developing several important epistemological corollaries of the objectivist view of reason as presented so far. These corollaries identify the difference between reason and emotion, between the logical and the arbitrary, and between human knowledge and omniscience.